Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the left fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dierker moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dierker. Landrum moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Bond reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bond moves to third. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brand. The throw from Krug and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landrum is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brand juggles the ball. That's an error on Brand. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Buell moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Landrum strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Jim Owens. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Coombs now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 3 in the game. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Clemens moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Clemens tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bob Buell. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Clemens scores. Krug moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bond strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.